We got your press release, and a couple of things about it caught my attention, especially, I guess, as we're going into a very big weekend. Wanted to know if you could maybe talk a little bit about why you felt the need to get the word out about Florida's beaches are open for business.
The reason I wanted to get the word out is because of the enormous media attention given to the oil spill situation in the Gulf. The beaches, particularly in northwest Florida, from Pensacola all the way around to Panama City, have experienced a decline in visitors in the last 4 weeks. People think that there's oil on the beaches, and that's just absolutely not true. And in fact, the charter fishermen say the fishing has never been better. But yet, they are experiencing up to 50% declines in bookings, and that's very concerning for the people of northwest Florida because, as we all know, their season is the summer season. So they've got about 90 days, and we want to encourage Floridians to consider enjoying the beautiful beaches and the fishing in northwest Florida.
When the spill first happened, a lot of people went into high gear with trying to get answers from BP. I know we got a lot of press releases from not only your office, but from Attorney General McCollum's office, from the governor's office. A wide variety of people were looking for answers. And isn't it a little bit inevitable that that much attention so quick, whether we were saying we were closed for business or not, people were going to be a little bit hesitant to make big plans for the future, not knowing where the oil was going to go?
Well, that's certainly understandable because people have to, traditionally people put, well, they do have to put deposits down if they're going to rent a house or a condo at the beach for a week in the middle of the summer, and they didn't want to run the risk of putting their deposit down for a week in July and then having something bad happen. So the hotel and motel industry has reacted fairly quickly to that and has been able to communicate, or they've tried to spread the word that if that's the case, then people will get their deposits back. But it's just it's a communication challenge, and that's why 3 weeks ago I came up with the idea of asking BP to fund a global marketing campaign to tell people that our beaches are open for business and that most of the hotel and motel and condo owners were prepared to certainly return people's deposits so that they didn't have to worry about that aspect of making a decision to go to the northwest Florida beaches.
I have seen a lot of advertisements on television lately about Florida's beaches. Is that part of that money that you're talking about?
Well, the Visit Florida, which is the state's kind of visitor bureau, if you will, that sponsors a lot of this advertising, did go ahead and begin to get more aggressive about their TV buys. But unfortunately, I think the state was waiting until they got the $25 million that BP offered up. And they did release that money a couple of days ago. So hopefully Visit Florida will be able to spend that money in a very targeted fashion, specifically related to the problems that are occurring in northwest Florida very quickly here. Because, as I said, they have three big weekends, Memorial Day, July the 4th, and Labor Day. And we need to do everything we possibly can to help those people in northwest Florida get the business back that they've lost.
So what you're saying is that it is a recognition that it's a short time frame here, that you're really hoping that those economies can keep the tourists coming in, that you're not saying that the future is possibly still bleak if the oil comes this, you know, ends up coming this way because of the change in weather patterns.
Well, we have been very fortunate here in Florida because of the way the current and the winds work that the oil has not landed on our coast. And let's just hope they stop the spewing of the oil, and then the federal government and BP can focus on the cleanup. There's still a lot of oil out in that Gulf, and you've read about the possibility of the loop current. I'm getting ready to be in Key West in the morning to talk to the people there about possible preparations. And that's what we do in Florida. We know about natural disasters. We want to be sure that we're prepared.
The timing of all of this, with this oil spill continuing to go on, although there are efforts being made to stop it as we speak, but coming at a time when a lot of people have launched political campaigns for governor, for U.S. Senate, does that put you in kind of an awkward position of having to show leadership at the same time, not want to bring too much negative attention about the situation given oil isn't here?
Well, not at all. I'm out there working with the businesses and the elected officials in Northwest Florida and tomorrow in Key West, and I'm not out there asking them about political affiliation or anything like that. I'm one of four statewide elected officials. I'm the CFO of the state. I'm very concerned about the economic impacts, and particularly I think my role is to help these small businesses and employees who are impacted by this terrible tragedy get compensation for the losses that they have experienced.
I know the president had a big press conference, made a lot of announcements about wanting to now slow down on new deep water drilling, admitting that he, the president, was wrong about whether the oil industry was ready to move forward the way it's been doing for new wells. And he was also concerned about the relationship between regulators and the industry. Are these things that you feel that Florida officials have been saying all along?
Well, I think when the spill first occurred, we saw BP take some immediate actions and attempt to some various methods to try to stop the spill. And we were prepared. I was prepared to give them the benefit of the doubt. But I'm telling you, after 38-plus days of trying, they haven't gotten the job done, and they haven't responded well enough or fast enough, in my opinion. And that's why I believe that you see this increasing criticism of the way this the response has occurred. Somebody in the – I sent a letter to the president myself on Monday – asking him to put somebody in charge. He's got many, many people in the federal government involved, but there's nobody really in point or in charge, and nobody who is overseeing, really, what BP is doing. We should have been calling in oil experts from around the world, from other worldwide oil companies or spill cleanup companies that might have given us a second opinion about the approach. And instead, we let BP make their own decisions and had to wait on them to decide whether they would or would not spend money on boom and other items that were critical to local environments, and it hasn't worked out very well.
Do you kind of feel this has been President Barack Obama's Katrina?
No, not at all. I think you – look, in Katrina we had people who – many, many lives were lost, and the response was – totally inadequate, and we had a president who didn't appreciate the real severity of the situation. And to the contrary, I think the Obama administration did understand this is a serious situation. I myself saw Secretary Napolitano and Secretary Locke from Commerce, and I knew Secretary of the Interior Salazar was, on the scene down there within a week. So I think those are certainly very unfair comparisons and not accurate.